This week's showroom have been sponsored by family Charlie Bloom, Le'ilu Nishmas, Mas Rochel Bas Menachem Manus, Aleha Shalom, Mrs. Ray Bloom, who's your...
Pop Elul, Monday the 26th of August, Rabbi Shlomo Freshwater, Yomim Nevoim.
In us to speak about Yom Neruim, Rodova Be'etai is Tshiva, the mitzvah of Tshiva, and what Tshiva can affect. But perhaps I'd like to be makdim a Dvar Halucha in Inyan Kibbud Av Ve'em, which is a very interesting Machlokes Hashoinim. And that will bring us, I believe, a little bit to understand and appreciate from the final Mahalach that we have, the Chshivas of Tshiva. The Rambam brings down in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Vov Halucha Yud Aleph, that even if somebody's father is a Rusha, he's Chayiv B'Kibbud Av. And this day is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredei, and Semerei Shemem, that even Chalila Arusha, one is Mechuyev, a son is Mechuyev to be Mechaber the father. Now, the Flig, this would seem to be a big Pela, because there's a Gemura that says otherwise. The Gemura brings in Baba Kama, the Tzadik Dalet, that if a father dies and he leaves over something that he received for ribbis, he was paid, he took interest, he was paid ribbis, the children are mechiyev to give it back mepnei kvoid avim, because of kibbud av. Frek de gemura kibbud av, says lav masa amchu. He's not misnahek as if he had elochayid, he's not oise masa amach. And memeila, says the gemura, there's no din kibbut. Says the Gemara, no, he did tshiva. If he did tshiva, why didn't he give back the ribbis? And the Gemara said he didn't manage. But his speak be you, though he didn't manage to do it, he died. But he had in mind to give it back. So it was usa tshiva. If it was usa tshiva, he has a din. He no longer has a din of Rusha. Mekayach that Gemara, Rav Rishonim paskin differently than the Rambam. And Rav Rishonim say that if a father is a Rusha and didn't do Tshiva, there's no Chiyuv Kibbud Av. Now, the Bach in Sim Reishmem, he says, what does the Rambam hold? So he says, yeah, the Rambam is taka, not like the Gemara, but the Rambam has a different Mama Chazal, which seems to suggest that there is Chiv Kri of Kibbud Av by Rusha. And he brings a Medrash in Bereshis Rabba, that Vayishtet in Pusik, Vayomas Terem Bechuram, that the Rebbeinu Shleidam, when he told Avraham Avinu, Lech Lechu Ma'atzachu, so he told him, what's with Kibbud Av? So he said, L'chu ani poita me Kibbud Av. I'm pattering you from the mitzvah of Kibbud Av. The mitzvah of going to Eretz Yisrael, to leave his father in his old age, the mitzvah of Kibbud Av is nidcha for the mitzvah of going to Eretz Yisrael. Lech l'chu ma'atzachu. No, for the Bach, a bigger, much bigger Rusha than Terech, we can't find. In Fidesz wegen, the Rebbeinu Shleilim had to tell Avraham Avinu, I'm patterning you from the midst of Kibbud Av, which would seem that otherwise he wouldn't be allowed to leave his father, the Rusha Terech, to go to Eretz Yisrael. Oy bazoi is a raya that there is a chi of Kibbud Av even by Rusha. This, the Chayda Rabbeisa, is a starke ha'ura. What do the other Rishonim, who hold that there is no din of Kibbud Av by Arusha, how will they explain the Medrash that the Rebbeinu Shleilim says there's a chi of Kibbud Av by Terech? So I thought, if she came as there's a clear in Achronim, what is the din of Kibbadav, and Michas Chinuch talks about it. What is the din of Kibbadav? Because the Chinuch, when he explains the mitzvah of Kibbadav, he explains it as a mitzvah sichrius. Your father did so much for you. You have to appreciate your mother, you have to appreciate them, you have to show them appreciation. The Chinuch has a big arichus in mitzvah lamed gimel. And it would seem for the Chinuch, at least, that one of the tamei ha-mitzvah for Kibbud Av Em is the mitzvah of Hakuras HaToif. Now, there are rayas that Kibbud Av V'em is not just Hakuras HaToif. Mashalei Shishit from Yesh Be'udom, it's an Indian of Kibbud Hashem, Kvod Amukim. And it's mistaba to say that both, that in Kibbud Av, there's two chalukim. There's one chalik, which is the chalik of being mechabed your father and mother out of appreciation for what they've done, Hakuras HaToif. And it's a midah taiva. And the other is the mitzvah of Kibbud Av. Says Benudim Lamukim, the Ben Shalom Hayish, like Shishit from Yudav, Yumchuyiv to Mechabit your parents, not just as Hakuras HaToif. Even if there wouldn't be the Hakuras HaToif, there would still be the mitzvah. Now, it's a very interesting thing that we have two gemuras. A Gemura Masechta Nuzer and a Gemura Masechta Kedishin, where the Gemura says that a Benoyach is put off in the midst of Kibbud Av. The Gemura Masechta Kedishin is a well-known Gemura by Domine Ben Nesina, who refused to wake up his father, even though he had from that a very substantial loss. And the Gemura says, Ma, the Benoyach who's put on Kibbud Av went. What did this? Yid, of course, is mechuyev. Allah has kama v'kama. So chanof in the Gemura that a ben noyach is, there is no din of Kibbud Av and a ben noyach. Le'im hazeh, in Nikras Moshe, brings a diyuk from the Rambam that it would seem that there is a din Kibbud Av by ben noyach. In Shechanuch, in Simen Reish Mem Aleph, is to Primagudim, also who seems to suggest that in Hagus Yad Avruam, he asked this kasha, how could it be that there is a mitzvah of Kibbud Av? And he says that maybe the Shoyrish by Ben Noach is from Chom, that we see Chom was punished for him having not been Mechabed his father. But the Masa, all this doesn't answer the Gemurah in Masecht Kedishin and the Gemurah in Masecht Nuzl, which says that a Ben Noach is puter from Kibbud Av. So Ken Zanefshe Kem Ezug Nazoi. In Hagdumas of Rabbeinu Nissim Guin to Talmud Bavli, there's a Hagdumah from Rabbeinu Nissim Guin. And Rabbeinu Nissim Guin says that any halucha that's a sichliyistik din, a ben noyach is chayef. So he says like this, Rabbeinu Nissim says, there are haluchas, sheva mitzvahs ben noyach, ben noyach chayef and the sheva mitzvahs. He says they're not necessarily mitzvahs sichliyis. So the Torah has to be mechayev, and the oynish is a very big oynish if a ben noyach is oifer. Other mitzvahs, besides the sheva mitzvahs ben noyach, the ben noyach is putza. But a mitzvah which is sichlius, a mitzvah that we can understand, that if the Torah wouldn't have told us this mitzvah, we also would have done the mitzvah, we would have felt obliged to do it. So Ben Nissan Gun says, every nivra, everyone who's created in this world, is mechiv to do that mitzvah. Oibazoi is Efshekemer Fishtein, Kilzongazoi. In Kibbud Av, there's two dinim. There's a din of Hakuras HaTov. And then there's the mitzvah of Kibbud Av. Hakuras HaTov has limits. Has to be Makatov. But if this person, by waking up his father, will be able to retire and live for the rest of his life in comfort, it's not a stira with Hakuras HaTov. The mitzvah Kibbud Av is a mitzvah, such as the Hakuras HaTov. You're not allowed to wake him up. I got him in the Paskim state, where there's an imdana that he would be maskim, is andish. About Kapunim Kenzan Azoi, that Avraham Avinu is leaving over Terach to go to Eretz Yisrael. Leaving over an old man, it's against the Hakuras, against the against Hakuras Hatov, it's against the Chelik HaSichli. Father's an elderly man, leave him to go, it's against the Chelik. What Chan did to his father goes against the Sichliistic concept. The Sichliistic concept, a Ben Noach is Chayef. In this case, on the Rambam, Ktsas Kibbut, a Ben Noach is Mechiv to show appreciation to his father. The Gzeiras Akusiv of Ben of Kibbedav, with all the dinim, as it's written in Yoredeya and Semereish Mem, that a Ben Noach is Puta. Memele Kemi Yazug Nazoi, that those that learn that there is no din Kibbedav by an Udam Rusha, That's the Torah Dikadin. That's the din in which the Torah is Machadish Shloisha Shit from Beudam. That a Benoich is that a Arusha is Eina Oisa Masa Amach is not included. A Bevus is Negayet Hakura Satov. Hakura Satov is do. Even if he's Arusha, but he did me Tovus. I'm Chuyiv to show him my appreciation. Memeloi Bazoi Ken Zanazoi that this was the Medrash says that Terech was Putza from that Avraham Avinu was. Puts a special ptal from Kibbedav. So we say, but there's no Kibbedav by Arusha. Emes is no Kibbedav. But what is Negeya to Sichlius, the mitzvah Sichlius, which even a Benoich is Chayiv, that it would apply to Arusha. And Mamela, that's why we need the Chwani Pait. But the mass is that the Bach learns that the Rambam did not hold of this Chilik. And the Rambam holds that we have a Medrash which tells us that there is a Chi of Kibbedav by Arusha, and that's why the Rambam paskant the din Chi of Kibbedav Arusha against the Gemura.
We'll
talk in a second, but you see, in Zerad, we're talking about the Derai Siddiq of. A minute, we'll try and be machal, a little bit of a different life from us. There is a Radvaz. Because Be'etzem, I find it very difficult, the Bach, that the Rambam should ignore Gemura in Baba Kama and Paskan Lalucha like a Medrash. That's very unusual. The Rambam, usually where there's a stira between Medrushim and Gemuras, we Paskan from the Gemura. Where there isn't stiras, there's also a big din. How much can one apply Medrushim the halucha, the din and the kadmoinim, can you take a medrash halucha or not, depending on what's the medrash. Look, the tshuva is a tshuva no debidut, the meretzchai is, can you use medrushim la halucha? Very interesting, raya, they bring taisis in Avodah Zarah, la medalud brings a raya, gabahat kasher, kashering a klicheres for something homon, the medrash said, homon said, to Achashverosh, want to bring a raya, and the Menoyd Yehuda argues with it, and he says you can't paskin lalucha for medrash. There's a machlokes. But al kapunim, to say a medrash overrules a gemura is a dovah chiddush. Is there advaz zoktazoi that there is a difference between the two cases? Says the gemura is talking where the father is no longer alive. Where the father is no longer alive, so. Is the Gemura Mevaya that if he was a Rusha, there is no din Chiyuv Kibbut. The Rambam is talking where the father is still living. By father is still living, there is a Chiyuv Kibbut Av, even by Rusha. So Rav Hartman Shlita wanted to say that maybe this is the Chilik by a mess. Is there is no longer din of Hakuras HaTov, but the Rambam is mashma that Yom Chuyiv Kibbedav Barusha with all kibidim. The Rambam doesn't say any different that you only Mechuyiv Hakuras HaTov. The Rambam who is talking by an Av Rusha says Mechuyiv L'Chabdei makes absolutely no difference. We looked at even things that go beyond the general rule, the concepts of Hakuras HaTov is Achad Achiyiv Kibbet. So. Ich weiß nicht, kennst du gewisse Dienen of Jira,
But about Kapunim, the Rambam, it doesn't make any chilek. The Rambam brings in Hilchus Kibbedav, Hilchus Mammon, which is Hilchus Kibbedav. Rambam talks of the Hilchus Kibbedav, and he says, Rush Lechayr, the Surah Meni Lechabdai. So Lechabdai, Lechayr, he means with all dinim of Kibbed. You have to be Mechabdim just like a tzaddik. There's no difference in the dinim Kibbed. If you were to say it's only at Sakura Satoy, then it would be the Masidikin of Kibbed. Saganya. Fregis Nishop, I'm just going to be Ma'ira. He says, what is the chilek between when the father is alive and when the father isn't alive? Shteitim Radvaz. It's very simple. When a man is alive, he can do tshuva. If he does tshuva, he's no longer a rusha. So he says, there the Gemara says, Ba'en oisa masa amach. The Gemara is talking where he died and he didn't do tshuva. So if he didn't do tshuva, he's an Ein oisa masa amach. If, however, he does tshiva, so then there's a chiyuv of kibbedav. Now, that, Rabbosai, is also a little bit difficult to understand, because when is he doing tshiva? He's doing tshiva later. Whilst the son, you're being mechayev the son in kibbedav, the father's a rusha. So even if we're going to say, we assume that a yid is going to do tshiva. Let's assume, we're going to assume, menamenun apsach, a yid gets tshiva to you. But the master, basher hisham, we always done a person, basher hisham. Basher hisham is a rusha. So why should there be a din lechi of kibbet? So I found the Sefer Dvar Avruam, asked this kasha, in a Zukta Teretz. And he says like this, if a son isn't mechabed his father, so he says, the father doesn't just have agnes nefesh from it at that moment. He has agnes nefesh whenever he remembers what the son did to him or didn't do. He has tzar. So he says, "Oy bazoy, you have a rusha. Right now, you're putzah from kibbedav." So what does he do? He's not mechabed the father. He's not mechabed. So the father goes around krechtsi. Oy, it's a terrible thing. My son doesn't behave to me as he should. He doesn't understand that the son is putzah from kibbedav. It bothers him no end. Now the father does tshiva, so he says, whenever the father remembers what the son does, he has tzah. So he says, "Simameloi bazoi." It comes out that when you are mitzayim him, when he's a rusha, that has effect afterwards when he's a tzaddik. So he says, "So enochanama, when he was a rusha, you weren't over b'shatay and avera, but you did a masa that by delay, it is delayed reaction, is mevatel the mitzvah of kibbedav." I go to chiddush that's in the house in the Dvar Avruam, because first of all, Balbatish, I would have thought that when the father does tshuva, he'll appreciate why the son wasn't mechabedim when he was a rusha, and he won't have tzah. On the contrary, he'll give him a pat on the back and he'll say, "Shkoyich manzim, because of you, I did tshuva." In Radvaz adds a word, and the Radvaz says, because when he does tshuva, he does tshuva lemafreya. The tshiva is chal lemafreya. Is dach sich mir, as in Radvaz steht a größe chiddish in wust tshiva meint. The Radvaz is telling you like this, that if somebody does tshiva, he does an aveira, he does tshiva. So, Rabbeinu Shloim says, "I'm moichol you d'aveira. I'm moichol you d'aveira. It's from now on, you're tzaddik. It's ki'ili, in my mind, it's ki'ili that you didn't do the Aveira. But what about b'shatoi? B'shas you did the Aveira. Were you an oisa masa amach?" Pashtus, you would say no. B'shas masa, he did an Aveira. Now, mekan el habu, the tshiva helps, the slate is clean, it's wiped off, there's no roishim, the vimam geher to free from the roof, the chatzitzes are gone, it's clean, these metaya, there's no blias, everything is gone. But it's all pashtus, you would say, was it negeya mekan el habu. Kim the Radvaz, and the Radvaz of Tachidish, and the Radvaz says, no, tshiva works lemafreya. If a person was a rusha, and he does tshiva, so the Rabbeinu Shloim says, "Lemafreya, you never did this aveira. For tshiva mahava, it becomes a mitzvah. But by tshiva meyer, the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, you never did it. Av kidei kach, that the Radvaz says, lemafreya yon oisa masa amach. Says the Radvaz, if somebody is mevaza arusha, his father was arusha, and then the father does tshiva, it comes out that lemasa, you weren't not mechaber arusha, you were im mechaber the tzaddik. Because the Mafreya, he never ever did this Aveira. The Mafreya is a tzadiguma. this is a chiddush. A chiddush which brings out the koyach hatshiva. But the Ma'aseh says, I did find several others who say the same yisod. But first let me say, the past we should go back to the Medrash. That the Medrash says that the Rebbeinu Shloim patas Avraham Avinu from Kibbut Av for Terach. And the Mas is Sudua Chazal that says Terach lepsof usetshiva. Oy bazoi the chayre vet oskimen according to the Radvaz that Terach was the mafreya a tzaddik and nevertheless I mean it's ganz good. That's why Avraham Avinu needed a special ptal, a chuani paita, because otherwise, even terech, but it's kippet. But I thought, Efshe kemezog antish. Efshe kemezog azoi. So he brings a chiddush from the Naftuli v'yarshiva, zachay nevucha. So given that guy's name Naftuli Zilverberg, he was the Yaldisa, he was from the Vyereshev, and later he was dying in Varsha. That there's a kasha. The Shainim say that by Goyim there is no tshiva. The tshiva is miyuchad, it's something a father with his children, Av, with a ben, Kerachim of Albunim. And the kasha is, we treffen doch befeirischen Psykim, as is yodu tshiva, ninvei, die kasha fragen die Rishaynim, Rishaynim fragen die kasha, my bit talks about it. Kasha and the Rishaynim. Besuchte Rabbi Chunan, Hashem Yom Kondomai, that he heard from Rabbi Naftuli V'yashiva, that Rabbi Naftuli V'yashiva said, that avada, a goy has tshiva. But the tshiva of a goy, is mekam lahab. That means, for goy, ninvei the tshiva, the Rabbi Nishleidim said, from now on, we clean, the slate is cleaned, and moichel you, there's no punishment anymore, you didn't do any avera, but it's all mekana lahab. Aba, the mafreya, that's only a father to a son. So the Rabbi Nishleidim says, to Kal Yisul, you did an avera, is dot, and he brings mamish the zelbe yisod, with Ravaz, and he says, as tshiva help the mafreya, and tshiva helps the mafreya, only for yid. In the medrash that the medrash says l'chu ani poita. Avraham Avinu was makayin kol mitzvos as a vei yisru. So Avraham Avinu was makayin the mitzvah of kibud av. As a yid is a smachayv, as a yid is makayim. But the masa is that the Rambam says he's mechuyev to be mechaber the rush as well. Havos because he'll do tshiva. Hamigizayin in advas, and the tshiva helps the mafreya, and the mafreya is a tzaddik the mafreya. Nish karusha is a tzaddik. But here we have a unique case, one and only case. Where we have somebody who's got a father, but his father's a ben noyach, and he wants to be mekayim mitzvahs kibud av ki yisru. So every yid is mechuyev to be mechaber his father's arusha, because when he'll do tshiva lemafreya, and he'll become a noisa masa amach. However, terach, since even if he will do tshiva, which he ended up doing, the tshiva doesn't help lemafreya. So memeli is not a noisa masa amach, is lechu, you Avraham Avinu, you're the only one. The only one who's got this hechatimtza, the only one where shayach has a hechatimtza, that he's not mechuyev to be mechabed a father arusha. Aba a yid, who has the koyach of tshiva, was tshiva health lamafreya, is memeila lamafreya, tshiva makes you for a tzaddik. Nisht, you're not a rusha. You're a tzaddik. You're an oysa masa amcha. Ich habe gedacht, dass ich, du zwei Gedäule der Chreunen, wo bin da eine Idee der Halucha. Gerade ist eine neue Bide, und ich habe eine Seife, and they argue with it. But in both cases, they bring down the Shoyu who sent in the Tshiva wanted to say a Chiddush, both in Neid Yibida and some Sofer, they both bring down the same thing, that there's a klal, Ein Oda Mesem Atzma Rusha. A person who comes to give Edis and Bezdin cannot say Edis if, as a result of that Edis, he's making himself for Rusha. So he can't say that he did a certain thing which incriminates somebody else if what he's saying makes him for Rusha. He's not Ne'eman, Ein Oda Mesem Atzma Rusha. Zogun Zay, what happens if the person is doing a derech tshiva, whilst he's doing tshiva, he confesses that he did an aveira which involves somebody else, is the shoyul in Noida B'Ida, if some sofer want to say, that it is Nama. As the Noida B'Ida and some sofer argue with it. Abbas Kanzan, their svura is, because if we learn that tshiva helps the mafreya, I see if you learn tshiva's mekana lahaba, so I'm saying, from now I'm not a rusha. But when I did it, I was a rusha. Ain't the meisim atzmo, you're not naman to say that you were a rusha. But if you're doing a derech tshiva, so memeil oy bazoi, what you're saying is that you never were a rusha. Because the mafreya tkili, you didn't do it. So memeil pastish ain't the meisim atzmo rusha. This is zwei mekoyres, which I've gesehen, the inyan tshiva the mafreya. But I saw a third mukkah today. So the Akasha was, I saw in Sefer Mishnah Rabban Kotlis Chayinavucha. The Rambam, in Peri Gimel, Tshiva, Halucha Gimel, the Rambam says, B'chol shuna v'shuna, shoiklin avoynis kol echot v'echot. Kam Rosh Hashuna, the Rabbi Nishleilam weighs, puts on the scales, counts and measures, the chatuim of everyone. No, there was an azoicha, the tzaddikim gemirim, the alta lachai, chlida the reshuim, the benoinim, we give the benishtim, the rav chastai, gives them till yom kippur, if they do tshuva, so then, the azoicha lachai, break the ban, but shiva is a mitzvah. So he says, if a scale is equal, so as soon as you do a mitzvah, the scale will no longer be equal. So he says, so you did tshiva, you could do any mitzvah. What's up, tshiva? Tshiva is a mitzvah. Why do we, if we're talking this, the scale is half on half. If you do one mitzvah, the mitzvahs are more. Fake the balance. So why do you say, in order you should do tshiva? If he does tshiva, then Rabbi Nishleilam was yoytzi ayra ledin lemishpat the type. So he says, but if he did a different mitzvah, why won't that help? Why shouldn't tshiva help as a mitzvah? So the Ba'an of the Pshat is asoi. A person is down, is being down at the end of the year on his masim in that year. He says, what you do masim toivim after the year will help you for the next year. But that year, it won't help. It's done. It's gone. So he says, oh, but he says, if you do tshiva, tshiva will help lamafraya. So Mameli says, when you do tshiva, he says, even if you do tshiva after Rosh Hashanah, but tshiva will help lamafraya, it comes out that you never ever did those averas. Those averas weren't done. So Mameli, bazoi, your yoytze zakai, not for the next year, your yoytze zakai, based on the mas and toivim that Rabbi Yishloilam is done on the year that has gone by. And as I said, Rabbi Yisai, the gewaltige koyach from tshiva that Rabbi Nishleim has given us, that we can be zoicha with tshiva, we can be zoicha. Not only that Rabbi Nishleim wipes the slate clean, the kan lahaba, which in itself is amoridika chesed, and it's beyond estimation. In the video of Rabbi Nissen Gun, you go to a Goyish judge and you say, I did this and this, and I'm sorry.
So he said, oh, you did this in Aveira, you're confessing. So he will give him a punishment. The sorry doesn't help. And the Rebbeinu Shleiman Berov Tiva, he's Meichel, and his Meichel Aveiras, and wipes Mekana Lahaba. That in itself is a Meiridik Chesed. But the Chesed goes so much further that we can undo what we did, it was never done. And then the Mafreya, the Rebbeinu Shleilim is in Zmachshiv. If the Rebbeinu Shleilim says, Rapidin Torah, we have the din of Oysa Masa Amoch, it's as if you never did Averi, you're a Mafreya, an Elachid, a Tzaddik. So the Rebbeinu Shleilim also perceives us in that same way. So we have this Kayach, with the Rebbeinu Shleilim, this Gewaldige Schir, this Gewaldige Schis, that we can bring ourselves to Azam Matzev, that we can undo everything that happened in the last year, the whole thing can get undone. And Chaydish El is like this man, steht in alles Fulim, when Rabbeinu Shleilam makes himself close to us, he's mamzi himself to us, Dirshi Hashem b'motzei, that's what the Gemur azai, Kuri b'yoyse kurev. So that is the time when we have to take it, utilize and to ensure that we take the advantage of this gewaltige matuna that the Rabbeinu Shleilam gave us. Baron Kotlas Chanavucha said that if somebody sends somebody else, somebody receives a summons from the court, come listen this day, and he ignores it. So, you know how it goes? He gets the second summons. He ignores that as well. He gets the third summons. So he gets a little bit frightened. He decides he's going to go to court. So he comes in, and the judge says, oh, he's come about this and this crime. So he said, but before we're going to judge him on that, we're going to look to see if there's something else we have to judge him on. Why did he ignore all the summons? Why did he ignore all the azmunas? So he says, a person of Shishuna, oymed ledin, on all his masim. But he says, but before that, there's another din. I sent you all these messages. I gave you a Chodesh Elul. I gave you Slichas. All those summonses. Why did you ignore them? So that in itself is a tam on us. To a vote in the Shoinu Shteiter, Chidde brings it down. Echad le'oila ve'echad le'chatas is Rosh Teves Elul. Echad le'oila ve'echad le'chatas. Aleph, Lamed, Vov, Lamed. So the Chidde says, Pshat, that Elul, you can be Zoicha, two things. First, you can be Zoicha le'mechilas avaynas, L'chatas. And then you could also be Zoicha to have an aliyah, not just the Ebishta wipes away the Averis, his Moichel Averis, but you can have an aliyah as well. It can be Nisal, Echad Loyla Echad. I saw another Sefer who says, where I saw it, and he says, Echad Loyla Echad L'chatas. If you do tshuva, so then it's an oyla, so Elul, you used it and you've elevated yourself. But if chulile you don't do tshiva, so then that gif is a tana, echad lechatos, so the elul becomes a chulile tfiyah. Where were you? Why didn't you utilize this matuna that I gave you, this opportunity that I gave you? So the Rebbeinu Shleilam take helfen, and mazal alle zoiche zan, to be zoiche, to do tshiva shleima, to use out these azmunas, the elul, the slichas. Bez Hashem Yisburuch, should be zoicha, liyos, zaka, bedin, bez Hashem Yisburuch, with all the zoichas on tefillah should be niskabu, the rachmem and the rutsim, should all be zoicha, to ksiva vachsima toiva.